Hi there, and welcome to the Mindful Money Manager podcast. I'm Sarah Iadanza. I'm a financial advisor on the DePiro team at UBS Financial Services located in Millville, New York. I can be reached at 631-454-3227. Welcome back to the Mindful Money Manager and my hiatus. Sorry about that. I had a baby 8 months ago, and it has been a bit busy around here between work and two kids. Today, my episode is about listing 5 tips that I think everybody should know, whether you're investment savvy or not. The Friday Five. My first tip: investing is not just for the rich. I firmly believe it doesn't take a lot to make a lot. Everyone who accumulated wealth started with something. Not everyone is left an inheritance or makes enough money each year to save a decent amount. So, where do you start if you're young and want to invest? Well, A, if you're contributing to a retirement plan through work, good news, you've already begun. It's common to overlook this because it's a form of forced savings for most as it comes out through the paycheck. Most people don't even look at it too often. B, if you go through a quick budget exercise and determine that you have some disposable income, instead of leaving that in the bank to collect little to no interest or buying yet another gadget you'll use once and discard, me, you can begin an investment account. Keep it simple. That's my golden rule. And that takes me to tip number 2. Diversity is not always what you think. Especially when you're starting out, it's not best to take a few thousand dollars and spread it out over a few different companies. Curb your enthusiasm. Great show, and also a great rule of thumb for investing. Just because a company is up and coming and you heard from a friend of a friend who knows somebody, it isn't a good enough reason to invest your hard-earned dollars. Avoid the fad FOMO. Investing takes patience, and funds and ETFs have a place in a portfolio. But when your entire account is all comprised of ETFs, you'd be surprised to find yourself with possible exposure to thousands of companies and not even realize it. Tip number 3, roll over your old 401k! When you leave a job, you most likely leave behind accrued funds that you set aside from your paycheck in the form of a 401k or a 403b. If you think it has to stay behind, it doesn't. You have options, such as transferring it to your new 401k at your new employer, rolling it over into an IRA, which is an individual retirement account, or even withdrawing it. However, this can cause you to incur taxes, so it's always best to consult an investment advisor like myself. The benefit of a rollover is having way more control over the investments. Tip number 4, Benny. I don't mean short for Benjamin, I mean beneficiary. Always make sure your retirement accounts or life insurance policy has a beneficiary designated. Also note, investment accounts can designate a beneficiary in the form of what's called a transfer on death, or TOD. And the huge importance of this is that it avoids probate should something happen to you. It will transfer automatically to the person of your choosing. I have seen the unfortunate side of money getting tied up in the courts. It can be lengthy and expensive for your heirs to go through. Best to avoid altogether with a simple form. If you don't have one, bring it up to your advisor. They may be impressed with your proactivity. And my last and 5th tip today: FDIC versus SPIC. Those are fancy acronyms to describe what protection of assets you have. In today's environment, it's a question I'm asked often, as people want to safeguard their cash in something that yields a little bit more than a regular checking account. FDIC insurance protects assets in a bank account at an insured bank and is backed by the U.S. government. SIPC insurance protects assets in a brokerage account. Are these unlimited? No. FDIC, which stands for Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, coverage is up to $250,000 per depositor per bank. Joint accounts are covered up to $500,000. SIPC stands for Securities Investor Protection Corporation. This protects in the event a firm fails financially. SIPC coverage also depends on the type of account held and insures up to $500,000. For example, if you own an IRA and a Roth IRA, SIPC insures those separately, so your total coverage would be $1 million. The SIPC was created in 1970 and has been used, for example, in 2008 when the Lehman Brothers firm failed, and everyone has heard of Bernie Madoff. The SIPC helped investors recover billions of dollars. So in that, I close out this quick episode for 5 Friday tips. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Thanks for joining. See you soon.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.